Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and lend our favor. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And welcome once again to Sunday morning's radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. We want to apologize to you for this very important and significant change we have in time. We pray to you that it will work for most of you as it did this morning. Our beautiful continuous supporters, we pray that you will be able to join us now at 1:00 p.m., which is our new broadcast time. We hope we will be convenient again for you and for others, perhaps, who might be able to join us, who were not able to join us earlier because of the early time. Today, we have, again, Imam Shahid Shabazz bringing to us a beautiful discussion on the shackles of invisible intellectual slavery. Heavy topic that really causes us to think about. We want you to think about your life, think about what's going on, and think about your place in helping to make things better in this world and helping to change the world. Everybody's talking about changing, but nobody's willing to join in and try to help make those changes the very changing for all of us, for all humanity. Okay, today, as we said earlier, the shackles of invisible intellectual slavery is the discussion. Slavery is a system of principles and philosophy that becomes a method of government to control a people's destiny. Most people don't understand this fact. They are still spiritually and mentally blind. The knowledge that frees a people is not their education. When people are miseducated, they become the products of other people's thinking. This means that no longer have the ability to think for themselves. This is a powerful method of making a people become another people's mental slaves forever, which is indeed what the white race has successfully done to the African-American race, actually a mental and spiritual slave, we should say. They, the white slave owners, put together this powerful plan by stripping the African-Americans of the knowledge of their true past history and roots. Then, and only then could they be made other people's slaves. So, Black America, the only way we can stop this process is to go back into our history and get the true knowledge of ourselves before the white man took us from our country, Africa, and brought us America and made us their slaves. So, as you can see, we have some work to do. And we must really, really think about our future now, the children. We might not have had this knowledge. We might not have had the education they are getting. But there's no excuse for them not having, not knowing their true self, who they are, not knowing their true history. It's up to you, who not now do know, to pass it on and give it to them, so that they might have a better future and be able to help free themselves and become the people they're supposed to be as leaders of society and rulers of society and not having someone lead and rule them. So this is what it's about, giving back, giving to the youth so that they might have the tools they need to have a better world in which to live. And now I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
I want to greet the listening audience and the greetings of peace. And again, that is assalamu alaikum. That is the peace of Allah or the Creator be with you. I thank you for joining us today. We want to give thanks to Allah, the Creator, for blessing us to rise up today to see another day, to get giving us a chance to get our life right and prepare for our return back to Him for judgment. That is the most important part of our life on this planet Earth. It's not the outside world, the material world. It's the unseen world that we cannot see, that we are put here to be tested to see who would be best in conduct so that they could, by good intentions, godly intentions, and righteous conduct, earn their home back in eternity with Allah or the Creator in His eternal heaven in the hereafter. With that said, we want to open up with a certain prayer we open up with always, and it's absolutely necessary because, you know, all people, this prayer is for all people, not just for those in the Islamic way of life. It's called Al-Fatiha, or the opening. And, you know, I often speak on this. The Creator, He created us out of the opening of our mother's womb, and He brought us out of our mother's womb, out of an opening. So the beginning of our life, even as a physical body, we have to come out of opening, an opening. So life begins with the opening surah, chapter, or words of Almighty Allah called Fatiha. And so this is what we will recite. We're just going to do it in English because this is an English-speaking country. These people don't know the Arabic language. And Allah said He always sends messengers and prophets with His truth, whether it's the Quran, the Torah, or the Injil, to speak in the language of their people. And the language of us as a people in America is English. So this is what we will speak to you in English today. With that said, we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Creator, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine alone aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, Allah, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, thy grace, those whose portion is not rare and who go not astray. Ameen. Thank you. We want to start by first saying that the topic we're talking on is very important, because today we see in the world, and it's ocean of people, most of the people in the world today, they are into self-worship. And they have forgotten the Creator. And Allah, the Creator, says in His final revelations in the Quran, when we forget our Creator, the one who made us, and not only made us, He said He created us, and He didn't leave us with just creating us. He gave us guidance to follow, so that in this world where we are tested with good and evil, we would be able to distinguish the good from the evil. And He says of His book, the Quran, it is a criterion for all human beings today to judge between right and wrong. You can know right and wrong by going to somebody. Even if they're learned in the Quran, you got to have a personal experience, relationship with Allah, your Creator, for yourself. Allah says He speaks to each of us as individuals in the Quran, in our intelligence. But when you forget the Creator, He's the one that He said He created us, and He said He gave us a body. But He said after He created our body, He goes through the stages in the Quran. He said out of that body, he put in his real spirit, and another creature was created out of a physical animal body. And he said that creature was a living soul. He made us a living soul, people. So our life is not in our flesh. Our life is not in material acquisition, accumulating material things. Our life is in our Creator. He is life. One of the things, too, that he say, I want to share with everybody. Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, say that when you submit to his will, do it wholeheartedly. He said when you accept his truth, don't mix falsehood with his truth. He said if you try to live a good life and a bad life, you are living only a bad life, because he's all good and he only accepts that which is good. And he said all the good that happens in our life on this planet Earth as humans come from him above, our Creator, unseen. And he said all the evil that happens in our lives come from our own selfish will or ways. So that is clear. To get started, that is clear. This whole talk will be about kind of trying to call all of us back to the remembrance of our Creator. You know, a man just killed about 50 people in Nevada, Las Vegas, I think I'm correct, and wounded about 500 more people. This was a rich man, a millionaire. Now, if you think material wealth will make you happy, it can. It can give you a little bit of happiness, but can it satisfy that craving, that longing and desire the human being got in the human heart to be satisfied? That's why people seek all types of vices and immoral practices, trying to find satisfaction. Even the most of the rich people, they get rich often defrauding the poor people, oppressing the poor. So how can they be happy? Allah says you're not a true believer until you want for your brother what you want for yourself. But my point with this man, using this man as an example, is that that man didn't know his Creator. So he resorted to the suggestions from the evil Satan, the enemy of all mankind. Allah says in the Quran, when a thought of evil assail our mind, we bring our Creator to our remembrance. And he said, lo, you see aright. Now listen to what he's saying. He's saying, though you are low down here in the valley of the shadow of death, if you remember him, he will bless you to see aright amidst all this evil and falsehood that we are in on the planet Earth. So this man, he couldn't see, as a sister old Mup, he was spiritually dead, spiritually blind, because if he was not spiritually dead and blind, the thought of evil couldn't have penetrated his heart and mind and caused him to just get that weapon, that automatic, semi-automatic weapon, and just open up on them innocent people. This is the type of world we're living in, a world of evil, people. Your Creator say the root of all evil is the love of the material world and the material things. And he say your freedom is in disowning these things of this world. What do you mean by disowning them? Meaning don't take these things as a god. Don't take the material things and the people in the material world either as your god. Don't take them as your helper or your comforter. Your helper, your comforter, your all, the comforting, all you need, the Creator is the only one that can supply you and fulfill those needs. He says again in his final revelations in the Quran, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah, or the Creator. So you see, it's simple to find satisfaction, but you got to know where to look. And most people don't know where to look. They're looking in all the wrong places. They're looking outside of themselves. But when the Creator put his Ruach, his Spirit, in our hearts, he made our hearts satisfied, and he made our hearts at ease and peace with him, with his good pleasure. He gave us his good pleasure. And his good pleasure is what satisfies our heart. While you can get pleasure out of sex, he even say you can get pleasure out of gambling, drinking, alcohol, drugs. He say, but your harm, the harm that pleasure, will, you would get more harm than pleasure out of material things and out of carnal pleasures. But he say, you get everlasting satisfaction in your heart on this earth and in the life to come in the remembrance of him, Allah. What do we mean by the remembrance of Allah? It means that you remember that you got a creator, that you didn't just pop up on the planet. The planet didn't just pop up here, that there is a creator, and he created his creation to worship and serve him, all his creation. And that one day he is going to take his creation here on the material side out of existence, and then he's going to resurrect his creation, and it's going to be in a completely new world, his world, and it's going to be nothing like the heavens above and the earth here below. It's going to be new, all new. And we're going to be judged in this world based on how we lived our life in this world on the planet earth. And he say those will achieve their soul salvation who in the material world, that in all their struggles, all their trials and tribulations, they trusted in Allah, the Creator, though they couldn't see him, they still worshipped him as if though they could see him. But though they know they didn't see him, they have no doubt in their heart that he truly sees them at all times. He's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or place, people. And I want to also let the Muslims and those know in all religions that their place of worship, the building where they go, is not their house of or place, only place to worship the Creator. Allah says in his book, the final revelations are for all humankind. He says the whole earth is for his worship. So anywhere you go, remember that the Creator say, wherever you turn, there he is. You can't go too high. You can't go too low. You can't go to the right, left, north, or south. He's already there waiting on you. And wherever you're at, he sees and knows all that you do outwardly, and he knows the intentions in your heart. And he said he will judge you now and on the day when he resurrects us from the dead, our dead graves, based on our good intentions, our intentions in this world, whether they're good or bad. And he said they will be, we will be judged by our intentions. He said because there will be many people. Matter of fact, he said out of every 999 people or persons that he created since the beginning of time, countless people, he say out of 999, only one will come back to him in heaven, and the other 99 will go to hell. Now, that should put fear in anybody listening at this program today. And he say that we should live our life in a state where we are always remembering him and always trying to follow his will, because his will is a Sirata Mustaqim, or it is a straight way. It's not a crooked way. You can't be crooked and serve your Creator. You can't be crooked and have a good life. The good life is a straight life, a life whereby you don't have nothing to hide because you living a good life and your life is pleasing to the Creator, and he bless other people to be pleased with you because you're pleasing him. And on the other hand, you can't have a good life when you're displeasing your Creator, because when you displease him, not only is you displeased, but other people, he will cause them to be displeased with you. And he will take all of your so-called good deeds that you do, if you're a Muslim in particular, if you don't share his goodness in the Quran for the world, as it was revealed for the whole world to make this world a better place for us to live, a world of freedom, justice, and equality for all people. If you don't take the Quranic message to his people out here like his prophet Muhammad did 1,400 years ago to all mankind, that's why we got the civilization today, but we done lost that civilization because we've turned away from the truth. The truth, the whole truth is nothing but the truth. And we only have the whole truth in the Holy Quran today. You don't have another book on the planet Earth that have the whole truth in it. And Allah said he had protected his book, the Quran, where no corruption or evil can approach it from behind it, before it, or any direction. And what he mean by that, if you are evil, if you are corrupt, then you say you're a Muslim. Christian, it don't matter what you call yourself by name. He's judging you by your conduct and your intentions. He said if your intentions are bad, if they're corrupt, you can read the Quran. And a lot of people now are making a big fuss, and a lot of Muslims have done this over the 43 years I've been a Muslim, about the language of the Quran. It is pure because Allah himself made it pure, not the language of the people, the Arabs, no, but the Arabic, our last prophet will happen to be Arab himself, so he revealed it to him in the language that he could understand. But a lot of people think they are going to be saved just because they learn how to speak Arabic or they go through the rituals of Islam. And the Christians think they go through rituals, they and the Jews and other religious people, that is going to save them. You have people that go to people and say, oh, Father, the Catholics, oh, Father, I have sinned. Forgive me, Father, for my sin. Listen at that. How absurd that is. Who going to forgive the father of his sins? Ain't he a human being? Allah didn't make any perfect human being. And he didn't make any gods besides Allah. There's only one God. We say, La ilaha illallah. There's no God but one God. Allah means one God, one creator. Not two, not three, but one. So I hope that you are following me. So far, the only change the Creator say he's going to bring about for us with all of this evil and wickedness we're experiencing on this planet today, he say he's not going to change our conditions until we change what's in our own soul, change it with our own soul. What do he mean? He say he created the nature of good in every human being. But if you're looking outside of yourself for good, you ain't going to find good. You're going to find good in your soul. See, the things outside of us, when we follow them, they lead us in away from the Creator. They lead us into impure desires, carnal pleasures, vanities, things that are not real, that are empty. This whole world is an illusion. And everything in it is an illusion. It's not real. When you look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, I look good, what are you talking about? You don't see yourself in the mirror. That ain't you. That's just like a house we stay in. We stay in the house, but we have to leave that house so we can go out and earn a living, right? Well, it's the same way with our bodies. This ain't us. It's the spirit, the life of God, the Creator, Allah, in us. It gives us life so we can go out and spread that life among other people so we can have life in the human being on the planet and not death, which comes through sin and wickedness and corruption. So with that said, we're going to speak something here that we wrote. It's short, but it's to the point. It says, Allah or the Creator, our Creator being the only reality. He's the only reality. There's nothing else real. There is nothing else. Allah created all worlds from nothing. And he's the Lord of all systems of knowledge too. And just because we don't see our Creator, know for a fact that he always sees us. Not only do he see us people, But he knows our desires and our hearts. So don't ever think you are out of a lost sight or the creator's sight. He's here. He knows your heart. You can try to deceive or let yourself deceive you, Satan deceive you, or other people deceive you and be self-deceived. But nothing and no one can deceive Allah, okay, the creator. He knows the unseen as well as the seen. And the creator created the nature, again, of good in all creation. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you, ma'am. Shaheed Shabbat. Teaching today on the shackles of invisible intellectual slavery. That's a heavy, heavy, heavy discussion, and he's doing a great job, as usual, of explaining to us what he means by invisible intellectual slavery. When I see this discussion, this title myself, it made me think about, of course, Moses and Pharaoh in Egypt. And of course, we know more so than then something that happened in the past to remind us of the present, that it's also happening here today in the present, and it's a sign. A sign. They call America Pharaoh, Egypt. This is what they call America. And they say we are living in time in the days of Pharaoh. Well, just as Pharaoh enslaved the slaves back during that time of the day in Egypt and all, the same conditions are here in America. But not just in America now, they're all over by these wicked, evil rulers who want to control man, control people, feel like make them think that he is the God over there. He has some type of power. And he himself was created by the same creator who created us all. And he doesn't even know anything about his body. Whenever he gets sick or anything, what does he have to do? He has to go to another man, someone else, seeking help to make him feel better and praying that he don't die at the time. So what kind of power does he have? If he's some God, he wouldn't need to do any of that. Anyway, people, just as they enslaved the slaves, that slave is more so a physical slavery. It was a physical slavery. Those people knew who they were. They knew their God. They knew the life they lived. They knew their people. They knew their history. But today, this slavery is much more important. Why? Because it is a spiritual and mental slavery. They have taken all knowledge of the African-American people away from them. This is why you don't see progress like you expect to see it among the people. It takes a while for them to get used to this. It's shock at first, and they don't want to accept the fact that they are not who they are supposed to be, that they have been made of different people, of people that no one knows, recognizes, and even wants to be known as, the way they have made most African-Americans, their mentality nowadays. Their conduct. But this is not by accident. It was a plan to do this to them, to make the real seem unreal, to make the true people seem the people that are the evil, the wicked people, the people that you don't want to be a part of. So they were stripped of everything. Their culture, everything decent, respectable, and good was taken away from them. And they were made into a people. They were made into a people that no one knows now, and everybody's wondering about. So, people, we have a very, very serious job. We have had Pharaohs to come. We have Pharaoh here today in the worst form. But we have had messengers and prophets to come to us. Through Prophet Muhammad, from him has come the word of Allah. And it is in others today. Many, many messengers are here. And we might say that Imam Shaheed Shabazz is a messenger, one who's carrying the word of Allah to the people, to let them know who they are, to free them from these shackles, these serious shackles, these shackles of spiritual shackles, mental shackles. And we have them here, but the people are doing what? They are ignoring them today even more so than they ignored them during the time of Pharaoh. They're turning their backs, and most of them, as you said, won't believe. Probably 1 out of 100 might believe and listen. Actually strive sincerely to become the person that their creator puts them here to be and do the work that he put them here to work and do. And pray that they return back to him and him only. But this is what this world is about today. And it's serious. So we thank Imam Shaheed Shabazz and others who are like him, who's trying so hard to reach you, the people, especially African Americans. Why? Because they're the ones who've been stripped of everything. Our whole true knowledge is that who don't know who we are, who don't want to believe that we are who we are and we are from, and we are from where we are. We want to be somebody else. And the ones we want to be, if we only knew, are in worse condition. Because they know who they are. So what's the excuse for their conduct? What's the excuse for not accepting the Creator? We do have a reason. They don't have one. So we are better off than they are, actually. Yet we want to be like them. When we say that we are from Africa, many are in denial of it. No, they don't want to be from Africa. When, if it was not for our ancestors, we would not be living and have the opportunities that we have today. And the slave masters definitely wouldn't be living the way they're living today. They wouldn't have this so-called America to boast about. They have. It's because of the blood, sweat, and evil, the wicked killing and oppression of our people, our ancestors, that people are given the opportunity today to live the way they are living, the life that they are living. They call it the good life, but it's not the good life as we can see. Because there's more killing and evil going on, hatred all over again, worse than ever, racism. Crimes worse than ever, you never heard before, are happening all over the world. Atrocious things are being done. Mankind is doing nothing but destroying himself in the worst of ways today. So we can't say that this is a good life with all this corruption going on, destruction going on. Everything's out of order. Confusion. How can it be a good life? You're talking about materialism. Things are not for real. Illusion. They hear one moment and go on the next. And most of you, that's really the reality. Even if you have the money to buy them, you get them by paying from them on terms, on time. And then you take that money you're supposed to pay them for, that car, that house, and spend it for something else to end up losing it. And you're back where you started from with nothing material to even say or talk about. So how can you say you're living a good life when your mind is so messed up? You don't know how to take care of something good if it's given to you. I want to stop now. I didn't see anyone in time would come on to join the discussion with us. We will allow others to show up. They're probably on, but they haven't pushed that number one button. Push that number one button if you're out there publicly know that you want to come on and join the discussion so that we can hear from you, hear what you have to say, so that you can ask questions and show your concern. So push the number one button if you're in the audience. Let us hear from you, and we'll be more than happy to have you join the conversation. Now I give to you once again Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Oh, thank you. Inshallah, which means if it be the will of our Creator, we pray that he will bless us to say only the things today that will wake up the human soul, wake up the human spirit, so that people can come back to the goodness of their Creator. He created us all good, people. By nature, we're good. But when we turn away from our Creator, we become ill-natured fools that run this blindness on our own death and destruction. We become blind. We can't see. You see, sight for the human being is not the physical sight. sight for the human being is spiritual sight, spiritual insight. See, that sight from the soul, from your soul, from the spirit of your creator is inside you. But it's only inside of you when you're pure and clean in your life. You are not defiling your life with sin and wickedness. I want to say for a particular sister, if she's listening, because the relationships between men and women today are not even lasting. Divorce is at an all-time high. And you got men now that want to be with men more so than women. You got women more so that want to be with other women. You got more adultery going on, more fornication going on than ever before. And the worst thing is that you got this going on by people in religion, Islam too, that say they're Muslims. You got people in religion doing this, so how can the rest of the world, like the man who shot those people, he needed a role model. Maybe if he'd have seen one Muslim that was living Islam, not talking Islam, living right, he would have gave it a second thought. No, God don't want me to do this. That's my human family I'm killing. To kill them is to kill myself. And to help them is to help myself. He was a millionaire. He could have done a lot of good. But you can't do good when you forget your creator, because all good comes from the creator. So this particular saying I got here, the title is Freedom from All Evil. And this is for men and women who want to be married and do things in the order that the creator, Allah, say for them to do things in. Allah say he brought, created the first man, Adam, and the first woman, Eve. And he say they were a male and a female. And he say he brought their hearts together through his divine mercy, and he made them one soul. And he say he made their souls pure. Okay? They were pure before they were deceived by the Satan, the arch deceiver of mankind, and they begin to lose their purity, and their shame begin to show, their nakedness of their morality. They begin to lose their spiritual morality. They wasn't on earth, they was in heaven, in a heaven. But they begin to lose their heavenly bliss because they disobeyed Allah and followed the Shaitan, or the evil devil, or the one we call the devil. So this is about purity in our relationships with men and women. You can't take two men to come together and produce a child. You can't take two women to come together and produce a child. It takes a man, a male, and a female. And Allah said he created everything he created on his, in his creation here on earth in pairs, in pairs, that we might receive instruction. So we are taught that in our faith, and this goes for all people in Islam, that you are not complete until you are married. That your faith in your creator, Allah, is not complete until you is married. He bring you together as one in his divine spiritual love, and only he can do that. I've been married different times, and I thought these women were for men. Other women have been married and they thought the men was for them. But we can't find nobody righteous. How can you tell if a person is righteous? Just because they just talk a good righteous game? Or you see them putting on the act of righteousness and then later on you find out they ain't righteous? Whereby if you are being guided by your creator, Allah says, those whom he guides, no one can mislead, deceive, or lead astray. And those whom he leave astray, no one can guide to the truth or the right path, his straight path. So this is called purity for men and women. Allah says in the Holy Quran, men of purity are for women of purity. And women of purity are for men of purity. Or I'll say, they are not affected by what people say. because they're living a pure life, pleasing their Creator, and He's pleasing them. So what people say negative don't affect them. And they understand that the only way that they can stay together in their minds is by worshiping their Creator as one. As one. Not one worshiping the Creator and the other one worshiping evil. Whether it be the man or the woman, or both of them worshiping evil and sin and worshiping the Creator at the same time. You can't do that. He's the only one, and He's all good. So if you don't worship Allah, you got to accept all His goodness. And this is something that I want to share with you all, too. They say you believe in the Creator. The Creator says, oh, you who believe, when you meet a force of evil in your life, be firm against that evil and call your Creator Allah in remembrance much and often that ye may prosper. So you see here again, you can only prosper, people, if you remember your Creator. Remember that prosperity is not material prosperity. Prosperity is in a good life. It's in a godly life. It's in a life of righteousness. It's in a life of a kindness and love, like your Creator loved you. It's in His love of His creatures, loving your brothers and sisters among mankind and loving animals, loving His creation. Because all His creation is created for our benefit. And He says in His final revelations, the Quran 2, for all people, first the Muslim, all the favors He bestowed upon us, He said, which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? And most people in the world are denying all the favors of their Creator by living lives that are selfish, and they don't want to help each other. And the Creator say, you will know when we're in the last and the ending of this part of His creation, when people will be committing the worstest and the most abominable sins that any people ever committed in history, like the co-host just said. And people are committing crimes now that are unthinkable. He said people will be committing the most horrific crimes in the last days, and that's what we had, people. So the Creator say that He do have a place called hell that you will go into if you don't live a good life here on earth. He say on the day that He resurrect us from the dead grave for judgment, He say He going to weigh our deeds. And He say if the person's good deeds outweigh their bad deeds, then they will achieve their soul salvation. But there's a stipulation with that. He said the intention for doing those good deeds must be to please Him, which supposed to be only to please Him and Him alone. But He said there's going to be more people, like the sister said, out of all the people He created. He said one out of every 100 or 1,000, they going to hell because they was trying to, they done good, and it was good that they did. They did a lot of good. He said, but when they come before Him for judgment, they're going to tell Him, I read the Quran, your book, and I taught it for you, to please for you. And He's going to say, you have lied. You read my book. You taught it to people. Yes, you did. But you did it that people would glorify you and say you were, oh, how good of you were like you were some god. You wanted self-glory. And He say all the good deeds people did, say it was people who gave a lot of wealth away. I mean, they gave millions of dollars away. I mean, they helped millions of people with the material wealth they had here. Muslims and non-Muslims. And say, they will say, I gave all that money away because I wanted to please you. And He will say, you have lied. You gave all that money away that people will say, oh, they're such a good person. They will praise you, give you my praise. All praise is due to me. All glory belongs to me. But you wanted to get some glory for yourself. So be careful, people, even if you say you believe in the Creator, because there's a bridge over hell in the next life called the Sirat. And on this bridge, that's the only way you can cross and get over into heaven, into eternity, the eternal heaven of Allah. But there's some stipulations that go with that. As one of our leaders in this way of life said, that bridge is going to have some hooks on the edge of it. It's going to be slippery. And he said there's going to be people going across that bridge like a jet flying into heaven. And then there are going to be people, he say, going across the bridge into heaven, but because they was seeking self-glory and think Allah didn't know it, they're going to slide off the bridge. And before they slide off the bridge in that down below in the hell, the fire, them hooks on the bridge going to hook them. And then it's going they're going to be in agony before they even hit the fire, get into the fire of hell. They're going to be in agony from them hooks. You let a hook stick in you, boy. I don't know. That's very painful. That's to let them know what they got coming in the hellfire, much worse than that. And it is taught, and it's true, that if you see a fire here where people get burnt up, totally incinerated, if I'm saying the word right, or they are obliterated, they are that the fire completely just burn their whole body up. Instantly, that heat was in their New World Trade Towers when they was blowed up back here. Allah, the Creator, say the heat of hell is 70 times hotter than the heat here on earth that those people experience and any people experience that get burned up in a fire. And he say that fire in the hell fire, it will last forever. And he say that fire will burn the skin off the body of human beings, and they will be hollering. And as they holler, he going to have hot molten lead to be dropping down into their mouth, scalding their mouth and burning them on the outside and the inside. That's just some of the ways they will be tormented in hell fire, 99 out of every 100 persons on this planet. So what you need to ask yourself today, do I want to be that one out of 100 that go to heaven? That's why Almighty Allah, the Creator, say, for any true believer in him that worships him sincerely, he say, if you can help influence one person in this world, one human being, life, whereby they come back to God, the Creator, Allah, and live a good life, and they stay on that path until they die, he say, you will be blessed with heaven, Jenna, just for doing that. You'll be blessed with paradise in the next life just for saving one, helping one soul save itself. You see? And he say also, this is very important for us as Muslims especially, and then for the other human race, that we're supposed to share Allah's message which of Quran, which is for all people. The Creator say if we guarantee him people two things, he will guarantee us that we will be earned. We will get his Jannah, his paradise. We will have earned our way back home to him in his eternal kingdom where there's no sorrow. There's no pain. There's no more death. There's no more dying. Huh? There's no more crying. There's no more suffering. There's no more injustice. His world is a just world, and he created this world to be just. But when you forget him, you are unjust to yourself, and you'll be unjust to others. He said, we guarantee him that we will control what is between our legs and our tongue. He will guarantee us, he will give us paradise. Guarantee. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You'll be blessed with heaven on this earth, and you'll be blessed with the eternal heaven in the life hereafter this world is gone. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam, kiki strong, brothers and sisters. Yes, he is. He's really kicking. And we want to remind you that the person you are listening to is Imam Shaheed Shabazz, and this is his radio program, The Reality of the Creator. Unfortunately, we had to change the time. You know, some of you were in the habit of joining him early in the morning at 10:30. But other things of also importance that are also Dawah too, and pleasing to Allah, has occurred. So we had to make a choice for a while here. I'm working with younger children now, trying to reach them and teach them and help them to get their lives together and stay on the right path. So the hours are completed. But we are so thankful that we know that around this time, everybody's getting out of church now. And they are sort of probably having their lunches somewhere, just relaxing for a minute before they decide to go somewhere for the evening. Go home and relax. And I don't think it's game time yet, so this should be a good time, too. And Shalom, for you to join us here and listen to the beautiful teachings and not miss these teachings. Because these teachings are a lifesaver for you. Yes, they are. If you accept them seriously. Think about them and strive to pass the word on and try to find, come back to your Creator. Come back from those shackles of the invisible slavery, the intellectual slavery that has been put on you. So I want to thank you again for joining us today and joining these beautiful teachings. I see someone who has been here for a little while now I'm going to
call this off.
Yes, this is 443 number 4696928. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling?
It's pretty good soap, yeah. Yeah, I use it. It's on my table, somebody else, I'm watching it, but I buy it all the time because my skin's so itchy. I use it all the time. It's really good.
Excuse me, I think the person.
Yeah, I used to buy this one, but all the stuff is really good. I mean, and you can't beat it. It's $100 a box.
Excuse me, co-host. I know the sister, and I want to ask, but I want to.
Yeah.
She's working.
You take it out.
Oh yes. Okay.
I smell this one.
So you want to go
out
and buy her?
Walaikum salam. Is this Sister Jamila?
Yeah. I like the lemon bar. It's only $3. It's good for your skin. Very good.
Salam alaikum, Jamila.
For $3, you can try it. 2 for $5, 1, 2, 4. Is these two? Okay. I'm going to give you a bag.
Okay, we need to continue. I know this sister. I told this sister about the program. She said she was going to listen, but apparently she pushed the number one button. She's at work, and apparently she's taking care of business, so she can't hear the program. She can't hear the program. She's doing her business, so we have to go ahead on.
But that's okay. So what I did was to take her off right now, and she probably just wants to listen if she's at work and not give a comment.
Yes.
So, she's the only one who's showing up on the board today. And your talk is so beautiful. What I had done was to choose an ayat that I thought was very, very appropriate along with the discussion today. That I was reading from the Quran, from Surah 6, I chose the ayat, a couple of ayats here that are very effective and which should touch on exactly what we're talking to speak, your talk is for today. It says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, even if we did send unto them angels, and the dead did speak unto them, and we gather together all things before their very eyes, they are not the ones to believe, unless it is in Allah's plan. But most of them ignore the truth. And as we can see, it's exactly what's happening today. Allah is showing in every way who he is, what direction that man should be going in, who he should be following to live his life and then have the best of life. and who he should turn back to if he's out there in confusion. But what? He's not listening. He doesn't hear them. Because he wants to ignore, not because he's not listening, he wants to ignore what he's hearing, what's being said and told to him, and go on and do what he wants to do. So people, we can see the reality of the fact that our Creator, the Almighty God Allah, has given us a guide to follow. And in it, it makes clear everything that's happening to us today and why it's happening. Are bringing on us this corruption and destruction. As the Imam Shaheed Shabbat says, Allah only brings good. He's only good. He's all good. But the evil, the things that we complain about and wonder why they're happening to us, they're happening because we're bringing them on our own selves because we are ignoring the words of Allah. We ignore the truth, and we want to do what we want to do. And now I'm going to, as I don't see anyone else who's showing up, as I said, in the studio today, so that we can call them for comments and all. If you are out there in the audience, you're listening, and you want to comment, hit the number one button, and you can ask questions or give comments, and just join the discussion. And now I bring to you again Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
And people, I want to say to the audience today, I apologize for not earlier mentioning this, but our time was changed from 10:30 a.m. The program was from 10:30 to 11:45. Now it's been changed abruptly, so a lot of our people, listeners, might not be out there. We might have some new listeners. But let your friends know that the program now is from 1 o'clock p.m. every Sunday to 2:15 p.m. so that they can catch the show and they won't miss it. Because I had a caller to call in and text me and say, I missed the program. Say, what's happening? And I had to come on, so I couldn't text her back or call her back to even let her know to come on the program. So, it's me and the co-host. I'm the host. Our job to let you all know when we make abrupt changes like this. So we apologize for that because I know a lot of our listeners probably are not hearing the program because they are thinking it comes on at 10:30. Now it was abruptly changed today from 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock, 2:15 p.m. So with that said, we want to quote out of the final revelations of Allah, or our Creator, something. But before I quote this, these verses or ayats, as they're called in Arabic, out of the Quran, I want to say I was talking to a friend of mine in Virginia, and he was wondering about the circumstances that we are in America, all the corruption and evil and racism and hatred, and all of the oppression and the killings. He was wondering about it and about whether it's going to get better or not in the future. And I assured him that this creation down here on earth is under the control of the same one who's controlling the heavens, that Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he permits evil to exist down here only to test our faith. But he say, with or without us obeying him, he's going to clean up this world and make it the world that he created in the beginning of time. What was that? A righteous and good world. And he say, one time all people were, all they looked upon each other as one people. And they all worshiped him as one God, one creator. Not two, not three, in one, but one creator. He say that was in the beginning of time. And they say, as he created this world in the beginning, so shall he return this world back to his world he created in the beginning, that it was all good, no bad, all good. So this is what the Creator say for those who say they believe in him. He say, O you, O ye who believe, if you will aid the cause of Allah, or the Creator, which is good and just, he said he will aid you and plant your feet firmly in faith in him. He said, for those who reject faith in him, Allah, for them is destruction. So you know, my friend in Virginia, this is the greatest saying, that everybody who reject faith in him, it's destruction, like that man out there who killed all them people. When you forget your creator, you forget your, all the goodness that's in you. Then evil consumes you, but it don't just consume you and have you to go and destroy all the other people you can destroy. Because evil's job is to destroy all human souls. All human souls. It works on the body to get to the soul. It works on the mind to get to our soul. If evil can't get to your soul, evil can destroy you. Okay, let's read on. This is Allah speaking, not me. For he say, for those who reject faith in him is destruction. And he say, all the good, the deeds that they do, well, good deeds or bad, good deeds, he say, he will not accept them, and they will go astray from their mark. They won't earn them good, because he say the reward for good is good. But he say those who reject faith in him, and any good you do, it ain't no good. It's bad to him. He won't accept it. He will reject it. He say that is because the people that reject faith in him, they hate his revelation. They hate his truth. And he say, so he has made their deeds useless. They have no good. They have no good. He say, do they not travel through the earth and see? What was the end of those before them in the past who did evil? He said he brought total destruction on them. And he said similar fates awaits those today who reject faith in him. So you seeing what the Creator say, my friend in Virginia, and everybody else. And he goes on to say that is because Allah, the Creator, is the protector of those who have faith and believe in him and live a good life. He said, but those who reject faith in him and live evil lives, they have no protection from evil. He said the end of their evil is evil. The same evil that they're doing going to come back and destroy them, and that's what we see today. Most people are following the evil, and he said, your what rewards you going to get back for evil other than evil? And what rewards you going to get for good other than good? So he said, truly, the Creator, Allah, said he will admit those who believe in him and do righteous deeds to gardens beneath which rivers flow. He said, while those who reject faith in Allah, their Creator, he said he will let you enjoy this world, my friend, in Richmond and all over. And he said he will let you eat just like animals eat. Your life will be narrowed down to just an animal. You think you're living because you're enjoying these carnal pleasures, but you're just an animal. You're not human anymore. He said you will eat as animals eat and be just an animal, and the fire of hell would be your abode, where you're going to. After you leave this earth, he'd take your soul and you die physically. And he say, and I'm going to conclude with this, he say, and how many cities or nations with more power than America got? And he say, they drove out the messengers and prophets of Almighty God. They didn't listen to them. They killed a lot of them and went on in their sinful ways. And he said they were destroyed. He said they brought destruction, his wrath on themselves. And he said there won't none to aid them or protect them from their own evil. That's what we see happening today with America and the world. The evil that's happening is because of the hands of people, the actions of people. They're doing evil. He says, then one who is on a clear path from their Lord, Allah, huh? No better than one whom the evil, their own evil of their conduct, seems pleasing to them, and such as follow their own lusts. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. Walaikum as-salam. Beautiful, beautiful. Our radio listening audience wants to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast this afternoon. Now, it's not morning anymore. Broadcast of the Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We know it takes a minute to adjust, and I must apologize, too, because we didn't notify even our consistent business of the change. It was the last minute thing almost, and what I could do, I keep saying I'm going to do that, I don't do, is to get the phone numbers of those who call in, because we know they are the ones who interest, and call them and let them know that we have to change. However, I haven't been doing that. So as a result, we have not called anyone, and like the manager, he said earlier that someone did call in, but he was not able to get talk to them because he was doing the radio show. So we will try to call everybody now that we know we have changed and informed before the next week's show of a change, so that they will be able to call in again. And we apologize for the inconvenience, and we pray that in the end it might be a better convenience. I'm calling the man, Shahid Shabazz again. I was studying Quran, and some ayahs that I saw, I wanted to discuss on the Quran today because I believe they are right in line with our teaching. They're always in line with our teaching, really, whatever we bring to you, because it's the word of our Creator, the word of Allah from the Quran, the book that He sent as a guide to all humanity. It says, "Say I'm Say if we would see hasten, wherein my power, the matter would be settled at once between you and me. Allah knows best those who do wrong." In other words, we're trying to hasten along. We want to hasten along. Oh, show me. Show me if it's going to happen. I want to see this. I want to see this happening. I want to see this world been burned up and destroyed. We say all of these things, you know. We want to see this evil that's going to, this destruction that's going to be brought on us. That's how foolish people are. But Allah's most merciful. He's giving you a chance to hear the truth. He's giving you a chance to take heed to think and reconsider even what you're saying and think about what you say. It says, "With him are the keys of the unseen, the treasures that none know but he. He knows whatever there is on the earth and in the sea. Not a leaf doth fall, but with his knowledge. But with his knowledge, there is not a grain in the darkness or depths of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, green or withered, but it's inscribed in the record, clear to those who can read. It is he who doth take your souls by night and hath knowledge of all that you have done by day. By day doth he raise you up again, that a term appointed be fulfilled. In the end, unto him will be your return. Then will he show you the truth of all that you did." How beautiful, how plain.
Allah Akbar, beautiful.
Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. He lets you know this. Think about this. Think of what I do. I'm the all-knowing. I'm the one who's giving you life and then allowing you to go to sleep and to a stage of death and then turn you back to life again. I ain't doing these things. Who else is doing it? But yet you will give me no consideration. You won't feel like that you are the God of all gods. You are over everything. You are in control. In control of what? It says, even if we did send unto them angels, and the dead did speak unto them, and we gather together all things before their very eyes, they are not the ones to believe unless it is Allah's plan. But most of them ignore the truth. And I believe I read that earlier, right?
Yes.
It says, "Many too shall turn to confusion their hearts and their eyes, even as they refuse to believe in this. In the first instance, we shall leave them in their transgress to wander in distraction." And what do you see today, people? People doing what? Wandering in distraction, confusion. Don't know what's going on and why it's going on.
That's right.
They refuse to believe that all of this doesn't have to be. It's because of their rebellion. They're ignoring the law and the truth. They ignore the facts of reality. I want to think of a life as they want it to be. But this is all happening. But they are wandering in this distraction. Because the law leads you to do what you want to do when you rebel against him. You don't want to hear him? Okay. You don't want to listen? Then go ahead. Do what you want to do. And you see what it is, and you see what it leads to. All right. Again, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And I bring to you again Imam Shaheed Shabbat.
Thank you. People, before we go off the air, I want to say to you all that the words of the Creator, Allah, is true. He don't change. Ain't nothing new under the sun, people. The same things that we see going on today went on in the past. And we think that we are so great in technology and science and skill today. The Creator say past generations was much greater than the generation of America and the world today. And even one sister told me that over in Africa, in Egypt, there's a city they discovered where people are living under the earth, huh? Under the earth's surface. And they got beautiful structures, more beautiful than even on top of the earth's surface. So you see, there's worlds that Almighty God has created right here on this earth that we don't know nothing about. He's the Lord of all systems of knowledge. He's the Lord of the seen and the unseen. We don't know nothing. He's all-knowing. So when we learn that we are helpless creatures, he said mankind, we as human beings are creatures of haste. We're given to hasty deeds. We don't want to wait on Almighty God. That's why most people don't have faith in the Creator, because they want something quick. And he say we are created in haste. And he say haste makes waste, meaning that when we are hasty and don't wait on him, we are always going to come to a bad end. And I want to say this here too, something that I want to share with all Muslims, all Christians, Jews, and all people in religion in particular, and all people in general. A lot of people say, I believe in God, whether they say he's three in one, or they say he's idol or whatever. Subhanallah, meaning that's haram or that's forbidden to say anything is equal or like the Creator. There's nothing like unto him. He's one. And he say he, to him alone belongs sincere and exclusive, complete devotion and worship. Most people today take the mercy of Allah for granted, their Creator for granted. And in doing this, taking his mercy for granted, they bring destruction on themselves. He don't bring it on them. So if you in a destructive situation, know that you're bringing it on yourself by your own intentions and actions. People, wake up in your soul before it's too late. And know that your immortal soul is all that you can call your own in this world. You come in this world with nothing. You come in this world bare, alone. Bare meaning naked and alone and uncircumcised. The Creator say you're going to come back to him as he resurrect you from the grave, your dead grave, bare, naked and alone and uncircumcised. And one of the prophets, the last prophet's wife, asked him, say, oh, messenger of Allah, prophet of Allah, won't people be looking at each other naked like that? And he told her, say, no, they won't be looking at each other. They'll be too afraid. They're going to have to go into the hell fire. They'll be too afraid of the punishment that they're going to get for living a evil, wicked life on earth, that they won't even be concerned with their own children. Say, our child won't even want to be with his parents. Well, they won't even know each other. See, a father, a son would flee from his father. Huh? On that day. So everything in this material world is false, people. The only real world is unseen, the world of Almighty God Allah. And that is the world that we're headed for, whether you prepare for it or not. But if you don't prepare for it, you can't earn the eternal life. How do you prepare for the world of Allah? You prepare for it by living a righteous life, a just life, a clean and pure life, a life of goodness and kindness to all of Allah's creatures, a life of forgiveness. And Almighty Allah say, people, we were created out of dust. So that's all you are as an animal. You're dust. You was created out of dust. That's why they, when they bury people, what do they say? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And the devil say, when you die in sin, he say another one bites the dust. And he made a record about it. Uh-huh, another one bites the dust. That's what he's saying. He's saying that you was created out of dust, and then the Creator gave you his spiritual life and made you better than me, but I done turned you back into the dust that he created you and took your soul from you. And he laughs at you, people, because you're back in, you're in hell with him. And he told the Creator, and you put me down there with him, I'm going to have all of them and coming to hell with me. And he right. And the Creator said, I'll give you permission to get them all if you can. He said, but you won't get my sincere believers who fear to displease me, huh? That I purify through my divine saving grace. The earth and the heavens and all that we see, people, will soon, the Creator say, pass away. And we see things passing away fast. We see time passing fast. Now, a year seems like 6 months, but it passes like 6 months. A month go by like 2 weeks. You've been paid your bills, and you say, and then be 2 weeks, and you say, look in the mail and say, man, I thought I just paid my bill last month, but it's a month already gone, and it seemed like it was 2 weeks. You just paid your bills. That's because time is slipping into the future. And there was a man wrote a song that says, time, keep on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. He said, I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle. Let my spirit carry me into the future. Time, keep on slipping, slipping into the future. So beautiful. Most people think the future is on this world. You even got some people think that Allah, the Creator, going to create a new heaven on this in this world where we know, and a new earth. No. He's going to destroy this heaven and this earth, which you see, and bring in his heaven and his earth in the next life, in the hereafter. That's going to be the everlasting life. Huh? The unseen world of Allah. Allah is eternal, people. The Creator is eternal. He's not temporal. Everything temporary is it's unreal. The only reality of things are not things, but the only reality is with Allah. All things that are not things. All reality is it comes from Allah. So reality, even in this world for us, is what? It's spiritual good. It's the good that comes from Allah. It's not the material things you get and you do some good for somebody, yourself, benefit from it. That ain't the highest good. Allah say that those will be blessed with eternal life who are in this world here strive for the highest good. Not the lowest things, the carnal things, the material things. These are the low things. Allah have no beginning, people, and our Creator have no end. Allah have always existed. People, the Creator has always existed. And all that is of Allah, the Creator, will always exist into Allah's eternal, unseen, spiritual world, people. Allah, again, knows all things hidden, people, so don't think that you're getting away with anything you do. And everything you do, Allah not only knows, but it's open to him like we see with our eyes open. Allah sees things that we do hidden, like we see things that we see when we got our eyes open. So we can't hide anything from Allah. Allah says, what is the reward for evil but evil? Again, we just want to reiterate that. And Allah says, what reward is there for good other than good? So people, stop thinking you are going to get good out of evil. And also thinking that you can be good and bad, what be good with bad intentions. Allah won't accept that. He know your intentions. You're making fool to people, but you can't fool him. And he say all the bad that's in you that you're trying to hide and perpetrate good with, he say he going to bring that bad out of you so the people in the world can see that you ain't really good. You're a bad person. Because Allah will not accept this type of behavior, people. No, that's hypocrisy. That's false conduct. And the worst of sin, Allah said to him, that a person can commit is false conduct. And that means that you taking another God besides him, you worshiping something else besides him. And most people, Allah say on the day of judgment, the false God that he going to charge them for worshiping, it ain't going to be Satan. It ain't going to be these things in the world. It's going to be their own self. Because he also say in the last days that we're in, most people will be lovers of themselves. Not their creator, not Allah, but themselves. See? So people, be very mindful, because all that you do and say is being recorded, as the sister say, in a record, a book of deeds. And the Creator say on the day of resurrection and judgment, those who get their record of deeds behind their back, they ain't going to want it. They're going to be putting their hand behind their back because they're going to know their record is full of evil deeds, and they know where they're going to have to suffer the consequences of the fire of hell forever. So they're going to put their hand behind their back because he's going to tell everybody, read your own record. And the hypocrites and the disbelievers, they're going to put their hand behind their back because they ain't even going to want to receive their record. And those who lived a good life and obedient life to their Creator, he's going to give them their book in their right hand. And he said they're going to read their book with pleasure, smiling, because they know they couldn't.
We have 2 minutes left.
Two minutes left. We will give a prayer. Oh, Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord of all lords, King of all kings, ruler of all rulers, we ask you to bless us today to have said nothing but what you wanted us to say. And if we said anything that you didn't want us to say, please forgive us because we're imperfect human beings. But we're doing our best to try to bring the people your message. And we pray that you use us and not allow us to be used by ourselves so we can bring the self-destruction we see most people in the world facing today. And we ask you to forgive us of our sins, God, it is those of us who believe in you. And we ask you to protect us from all evil in this world and the next life, and grant us peace in this world and peace in paradise and with you in the next life. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum, people. Peace be unto you. Thank you for listening.
As-salamu alaykum. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Don't forget, at 9 p.m. next week, let us know about. Have a blessed day.